everyone, it's me, Sin Munoz. Welcome to Low Key Unhinged Podcast, a personal guide to all things pop culture. I'm catching up with you every week on our favorite shows and hot takes with some of our favorite unhinged people. Tune in every week wherever you stream your podcast and follow Low Key Unhinged on all social platforms. See you next time. Ciao. Welcome back to Low Key Unhinged. We are on episode 4 of Happily Ever After. They kick things off with Brandon and Julia, so they're back. So I would actually had no idea that they would be on this season, so I'm pretty excited. And they start the episode off with the pizza scene, and it was cheesy. Get it? Cheesy pizza. Yeah. So it was cheesy. It was not realistic in any way, but I think they were just playing around, so it was kind of funny. True to their personalities, they're both pretty silly people. We see Brandon and Julia this episode. Have some pretty serious talks. So a few things get brought up, and one of those big things is Julia's parents are coming, finally. They're finally coming. We've seen them kind of struggle with this in the past, Brandon being very uncertain about them coming, Julia being very firm about this needing to happen, and they're finally coming, and I'm really excited for her, to be honest. So they have some disagreements over the whole situation. Brandon keeps saying that Julia's parents stress her out, and it's going to make things worse for him if she's even more stressed out. But I think that's pretty unfair because Brandon's parents stress her out. So why not have her parents there who also stress her out, but she wants there? We see them trying to navigate the parents coming and what that will look like. In this episode, we see Brandon's mom and dad. Of course, they're there. They come help out. Brandon's doing some maintenance on the house, and they're all outside, and it seems pleasant enough until they start having these conversations. Things start to get a little bit heated, and Brandon out of nowhere brings up the fact that Julia hasn't got her second opinion. I thought that was pretty unfair, not really the right time to bring something up like that, and really, he shouldn't be doing that publicly. I think a lot of women would agree that it's a very sensitive subject, and bringing something up like that in front of his parents during a heated argument is just really insensitive. So that was not very cool. But Brandon's mom gets very upset during this conversation because she asks where they're going to stay. And after Julia says that the guest room will be utilized by one of her parents, Brandon's mom, genuinely shocked, asked her if they're really going to be using their room, to which Julia said, that's not your room, that's the guest room, that's where our guests stay. So his mom's pretty upset over the whole thing, and it just starts to spiral. The dad gets upset, and in this conversation, they at some point decide that Julia is anti-family, which was so ridiculous to call her anti-family just because they were having this difference in opinion on everything. So calls her anti-family. Julie gets really upset. She goes inside and his mom follows. And I was really hoping that his mom would be following in the sense that she's going to try to diffuse the situation. She's going to try to make things a little bit better, calm things down, but no, it gets even more escalated. Julia gets more frustrated, and I thought it was kind of cool that Julia felt like she had the platform with his parents to be herself and to open up, but unfortunately, she wasn't really supported in that moment, and they end up getting even more heated, to which Brandon's mom gestures, shooing her away. And Julia does not like that. Julia was very upset by that and told her, this is my house. You don't get to do that to me. And his mom was very upset. She went outside and all three of them started kind of ganging up on her. So that was not cool. It wasn't a very good scene for Julia. I felt like Brandon really should support her more, and he did not do that. And not only did he not do that and support her, but he actually even made things worse by bringing up the whole second opinion thing. So not really cool, but that's what happens. And so next we have Andre and Libby. They're preparing for their upcoming trip to Moldova. Andre is very excited. He seems really happy in this episode. He's very playful with the kids. He's just in a good mood. And I think he really just genuinely misses home so much that this is such a big deal for him. And so he's excited, and Libby seems a bit nervous. She's very stressed out with what this will look like traveling so far with the kids, them never having traveled that far before. And Andre just does not understand why she could possibly feel like it's going to be chaotic. And my guess is that Libby does a lot of the work. So he has no idea or comprehension that this is just going to get very stressful. And instead of supporting her in this, he actually tells her that he just does not understand what she's talking about. So there's that. They eventually catch their flight and they make this huge long trip to Moldova. And so we don't get to see the flight, which I think actually would have been really cool if they had their own personal cameras and kind of filmed parts of that. But I guess maybe there's some liability involved since there's other people on the plane. But I think it would have been really cool to see what that looked like, how, chaotic it must have been, because when they land, Libby makes sure to explain that it was in fact complete chaos and Winston was melting down and it was just very difficult, which would be very understandable to any parent. So Libby was right. It was chaotic. She went through it and apparently it was just a nightmare of a flight. And immediately they go to Andre's family's house, which was nice. Of course, they're going to go there. Well, they now have a full-on dinner that is being hosted for them. And I think it's so lovely that his family is so welcoming and it's so culturally understandable that they have this entire setup ready to celebrate that they're there. But if I were Libby, I would have been so exhausted after such a stressful flight, after dealing with the kids, after all of that, and now I have to be fully awake and energized to have this dinner hosted for who knows how long. I felt really bad for her, but it was nice. It was cute. Andre looks so happy, and it seems like it's going well. So they're there against Libby's wishes. She wanted a hotel. She said she would have loved to have her own space, but that's not what happened. So in this entire time, Andre has a surprise for Libby. We didn't realize that he had a surprise for her, but there's a surprise. He has a very fancy dinner party set up and she has no idea what's going on. So he takes her to this surprise. It's almost like a reception of a wedding, but it's this huge ordeal. She's very uncomfortable. She's very confused and doesn't understand what's happening, but is being a good sport, goes along with everything. Well, he takes her outside. And the grand finale is this huge elaborate fireworks show. She is so confused as why all of this is happening, cannot understand it. Well, during this party, Andre takes the mic and announces in his native language that they are there, they're excited, and they are moving back to Moldova. That was so messed up and absolutely ridiculous. And I think all of us would agree that if our significant other did something like that to us, it is uncalled for. It is really foul. It is very foul to do something like that, to make this huge announcement, make this big move, and your wife has zero clue. But hey, very true to Andre. Next, we have Gino and Jasmine, which to me, I feel like their storyline is just so boring. So we see Jasmine still sitting in the pavement in the parking lot. Matt comes, swoops her up, picks her up, grabs her stuff, and they start driving home. She explains to him that Gino has lost it. He's convinced himself that they're cheating. They're not cheating. How could he possibly think this? He's imagining things. And Matt's agreeing with it. He's going along with it as though, it's just so absurd. Couldn't be true. Don't really buy it. I'm pretty sure that Jasmine was cheating. I think we all kind of think that, but they're sticking to it. So their scenes were pretty boring, I would say. We also see Gino trying on several different hats for Natalie. It's just super cornball. I really do hope this is kind of the last season that we see them in, but I'm doubtful that that will be the case. Next, we have Adnan and Tiger Lily. Adnan is absolutely the worst. We see him driving like a maniac, so reckless, while on his phone with his pregnant wife in the car. And she's begging him. She's actually begging him not to drive that way. And he's just not listening to her. The whole thing's really crazy because Adnan is here, does not have a US license, and is driving. And they know this is not legal. I don't know why the show allowed for this. I don't know why Tiger Lily would allow for this. And I really am curious if in any way Adnan will eventually get in trouble for that or cited, because he really should not be on the road. And he clearly doesn't know how to drive. And he clearly doesn't know how to drive responsibly while not being on his phone. So he's just really awful. And he's not doing himself any favors in this season by having anyone think that he is actually a stand-up guy. He brings up during this conversation while he's driving, while she's upset, that he's just so stressed out and over the hotel arrangements and he cannot deal with it. Completely just changing the subject, trying to deflect, trying to make the issue about the hotel rather than the fact that he's driving like a maniac. All the while, they're actually on their way to go do an ultrasound for the baby. So this, what's supposed to be a very happy and pleasant experience, has now become this very stressful, awful moment for them, for both of them, really. So Tiger Lily's bawling, crying. She's so upset. She's telling Adnan she's so scared and that he needs to stop driving like that. And he really shouldn't be driving like that because he can get ticketed, to which he says, don't worry about me. She said, well, then I'll worry about me and the baby. And it's just awful. So she's crying. She's upset. She doesn't even want to go to the appointment, which I don't blame her. I would kind of feel the same way. And he actually consoles her. He actually tells her that he does understand where she's coming from and that he'll do better. I was surprised to see him back down, but he did back down. And he told her that he's promising to her that he will drive safer. So they finally go inside. They're going to do the ultrasound. Exciting moment. And then again, so weird, Adnan makes the biggest deal about Tiger Lily's belly. No one's allowed to see it. Production's not allowed to see it. It's just, it is so crazy that Tiger Lily has truly co-signed for this lifestyle and agrees to the rules that he has in place. And so they make this very big deal about it. They have to hide the belly. They have to get the men who are in the production team out of there. It's just, it's a lot. And eventually they make their arrangements and we see the baby. We see him moving around. And I really never thought I would say this, but Adnan was actually very sweet in this moment. It was very endearing. He was so excited to see the baby. And it really was a sweet moment. And I was happy to see that they were able to get past the fighting of all the chaos of the car and really, truly celebrate this really special moment. So that was cute. Eventually we move on and we have Kara and Guillermo. So we see Kara preparing for her upcoming show. She looks amazing. She has her backup dancers with her. And it's actually so cute to see her so passionate about this upcoming show, so passionate about her musical career. And things kind of seem like maybe going in a better direction for them. Well, we then see Guillermo. So scene cuts to Guillermo. He's talking to his manager, who is also a friend of his. They're both Latino. And so Guillermo explains that he really feels like he can lean on his manager as a friend. They'll understand each other. He's living in this state where he doesn't have a lot of people who are Hispanic. And this is genuinely someone he can go to for advice. And he explains his reservation with Kara's music and all of the things that come with it. And he's kind of been tiptoeing around what's truly bothering him, I feel. He kind of says, her music's okay, it's not my favorite, but, you know, I like modern bachata. Okay, that's kind of weird, you know, to have this like hang up on the style of music that your wife is singing. It seems like there's something more to it. And he kind of alludes to more so the crowd. Something is up with the crowd. Something is bothering him. And he doesn't really say exactly what it is other than the things that surround that lifestyle is what's bothering him. He doesn't want his wife going out. He doesn't want her drinking. And that's understandable. They have a little baby. I guess he feels that she can, you know, thrive in her career, thrive in the music industry without indulging in the drinking and the partying that might come with it. And I think it's pretty reasonable. I don't think it's unfair of him to feel that way. But things just seem to get worse. His manager is explaining to him, hey, look, you have these reservations. I totally understand that you have these reservations. But in all honesty, you need to support your wife. You really, truly need to stand by her through it all. Just show up, even if it's for a little bit. It's going to mean a lot to her. And unfortunately, we never really see what actually happens, because all we know is it cuts to Kara. She's crying. She's very upset. And she's explained to the camera that Guillermo has moved out. And that's that. It was really sad. It was kind of surprising to see things escalate that quickly. And so she explains that she was on her phone, she was texting, and Guillermo asked her who she was texting. And in that moment, she gets so defensive and she says, "None of your business." And I think she was wrong for that. And I saw lots of people commenting on this on Reddit. They all agree. When you're married, especially, I mean, even if you're not, but especially when you're married, so many things are your partner's business. That is part of a marriage. There shouldn't be secrets. There shouldn't be anything you're keeping from your partner. You have to have good communication. And in that moment, her response, it was very toxic. It was very destructive. And I'm not sure what truly happened, but Guillermo moves out and she's upset and she stands by it. And she really feels that it was her right to tell him to essentially mind his own business. And it's not. It wasn't a good move. It didn't really end well. And it has escalated things completely. She does explain that she's hoping that maybe this is kind of a cool off period, that this is a space for them to take time apart from one another, kind of reassess what's going on and get back together. And so it's not that it was a separation. It's not that it was leading to a divorce. It's just that they need space. And although I do agree that maybe they do need space, maybe they need to take this time apart to kind of reassess and regroup, this was not the way to do it. If they had sat down and said, "Hey, look, things are just not getting better. What if, you know, Kara stays with her mom, or, you know, Guillermo stays with her mom for that matter?" But to have gotten to this fight, this toxic situation in which he's concerned, he's feeling very threatened by her career. And I don't really think it's the success of her career so much as the lifestyle surrounding her career. We have seen little teasers throughout the season of Kara partying. She's drinking, she performs, and then she's drinking with her team. She's staying afterwards at these clubs or these bars, and it's not a good environment for a married mother. And I know that might be a hot take for some people. Some people might really feel that she's allowed to do that. Who cares? It's her business. But I think that it really comes down to the couple, and I think that it is a team decision. And if your partner isn't comfortable with that, you guys have to navigate that together. And if your partner is comfortable with that, well, then okay, it's fine. No big deal. And I'm sure there are couples out there that maybe don't mind their partner, you know, having a musical career and drinking and partying afterwards with their dance team, with the band, with whoever's there. And then you're going to have people that are not okay with it. And in this case, Guillermo is not okay with it. And so I really think that that has caused a significant amount of tension in their relationship. And unfortunately, it looks like it led to them now living apart. They were already living in separate bedrooms, and now they're living outside of the home together. And so it's just sad. It's sad for both of them. It's sad for Nico. And I really wonder what may have happened, what has transpired. And I really hope that the camera crew was there to capture that so we can see, you know, what does that look like? What occurred? How did it go down? What led up to her being on her phone and messaging somebody and it rubbing him the wrong way? And who was she messaging exactly? Was it a man? Was it someone that Guillermo wouldn't have been happy about? Hopefully they'll show that. I think this episode was actually pretty good. Lots of things going on. Lots of exciting things, whether it's Libby and Andre in Moldova and her getting conned into living in that country, or it's Julia's parents finally coming to the U.S. And unfortunately, Kara and Guillermo getting into this really dark place in their marriage. It has been a pretty good season. I think they're doing a good job. Again, Jasmine Gino totally can do without, but hey, we'll see what happens. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you next week for episode 5. Ciao.